Yo, 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 what's up, self-care squad? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk and zero BS about leveling up your life. Today we're diving deep into something that could feel like a minefield vulnerability. Yeah, I know. It sounds about as appealing as a trip to the dentist with a broken tooth. But trust me on this one, because embracing your vulnerabilities isn't about becoming some emo poet reciting sad sonnets in a dimly lit cafe, though that could be your vibe. No judgment here. It's about leveling up your emotional game, building deeper connections, and becoming the most authentic version of yourself. And let's face it, Gen Z is already crushing the internet with authenticity. We're basically the poster children for vulnerability, right? So, why are we even talking about this? Because being a super successful, extra awesome human in this chaotic world isn't about hiding your feelings or pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. It's about acknowledging the messiness, embracing the feels, and learning from the stumbles along the way. Think of it like leveling up in your favorite video game. You gotta face those difficult bosses, even if they make you want to rage quit, I feel you. Here are 5 truth bombs that will help you navigate this whole vulnerability thing. 1. Stop trying to be a superhero. Seriously, put down the cape and stop pretending like you have it all figured out. Nobody does. It's okay to not be okay, to admit when you're struggling, and to ask for help. Like, seriously, there's no shame in reaching out to your squaw, a therapist, or even that random stranger who seems cool. Okay, maybe start with your bestie. 2. Your feelings are valid AF. No matter what anyone else says, your emotions are real, they matter, and they deserve to be acknowledged. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Whether it's joy, sadness, anger, or even that existential dread that creeps in every now and then, feel those things, embrace them, and don't judge yourself for having them. 3. Open up. I know, this sounds scary. But trust me, sharing your thoughts and feelings with someone you trust can be liberating. It could be a friend, a family member, or even that online community you've been lucking in. We all have one. Talking it out can help process emotions, gain perspective, and build stronger connections. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, like seriously kind. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. That means ditching the inner critic, forgiving your mistakes, and celebrating your wins no matter how small. 5. Remember that vulnerability isn't weakness. It takes courage to be open and honest about who you are and what you're going through. It shows strength, resilience, and a willingness to grow. Ever felt like you were putting on this super cool mask all the time? Like, pretending everything's chill even when your brain is screaming help. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and everyone looks so effortlessly put together, living their best lives? Don't fall for that trap. Remember, those curated feeds don't show the messy parts, the breakdowns, or the moments of utter confusion. It's like watching a highlight reel, they're skipping all the boring stuff, and let's be real, life is pretty darn boring sometimes. Think about it. What if you could ditch the mask and actually connect with people on a deeper level? Imagine having conversations that go beyond surface level banter and dive into the real, raw, messy stuff. That's where the magic happens, in those moments of vulnerability when we truly see and understand each other. So, how do we make this happen? Start small. Share a story about something that's been on your mind with a close friend or family member. Don't overthink it, just be honest about what you're feeling. Maybe vent about that drama in your social life, or confess that you secretly love watching cheesy rom-coms guilty as charged. Remember, vulnerability isn't about exposing your weaknesses, it's about showing up authentically and connecting with others on a deeper level. It's about embracing the messiness of being human and remembering that we're all in this together. Keep it real, keep it raw, and keep leveling up, self-care squad. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, rate and review this podcast like your life depends on it, and tag me in your TikTok reactions using #selfcarerxtruthbombs. Let's do this.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.